Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda. If you're a lover of athletics and you want to get back in the game, you need to listen to this episode and get pumped up by Erica Eno. Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome to the show today, Erica Eno. Now, Erica is a substitute teacher. She is the head JV coach at a high school for the softball team, and she also works at a retail store. Now, here's what's so awesome about what Erica is doing. Erica is in love with sports, and she continues to incorporate her love for sports in her daily life, despite the fact that she works the equivalent of a full-time job. So, Erica, first, I would like to welcome you to the show.
Hey, everyone. How's it going today?
It's going great, and we're excited to hear how you are incorporating sports into your life so that anybody who's listening out there and wants to do the same, you know, because once you're an athlete, I believe part of you is always an athlete. I know you brought a quote to share with us today, so let's kick off the show with that.
Okay, it's called Pride, and to break it down for you, it's personal responsibility in daily effort. And I get up every morning and I take pride in everything that I do. And I tell myself each day that, you know, it's on me. This is my day. I'm going to get started and I can accomplish anything I want to accomplish today.
And you know what? That's a great quote. And it definitely sounds like something that an athlete would incorporate into their lives. And that's kind of what I'm saying about once you're an athlete, you're always an athlete. You always have this work ethic. So tell us where your passion for athletics began, Erica.
As far back as I can remember, about 5 years old was when I was able to first start, I guess, getting into an organized team, a t-ball team where I was on a little league team. And I started with softball and it grew from there. I played on travel teams, local teams, school teams. I still play on co-ed teams now. And it kind of fell into place, I think, having brothers as well. I have just brothers. I don't have a sister. So sometimes those other options out there, like Barbies and dolls, were null and void right away. So it kind of was always sports, always kickball or street hockey or anything like that. So it kind of started as far back as I pretty much can remember and just has evolved from there.
Something I thought that was great about what you said is that you started with softball and here you are in your 30s and you still have softball in your life.
Right, exactly. I still play about three teams right now, one local, one a little distance away, and then I guess play on a co-ed team still. And I still coach it. So I still am totally around my love for softball.
And that's what I think is awesome. And that's what I want my listeners to pick up from today, because I know that we have a ton of listeners out there and that they have interests that they can incorporate into their life. And it's funny because I can hear the volleyball team behind you in the background. So I think that's appropriate for this interview for you.
Right. I tried to kind of help things out a little bit with this, engage the sports with it as well.
So tell me what kind of challenges, because here you are, you're in your 30s and you are still incorporating the sport that you love into your life. What kind of challenges have you had doing that?
Oh, quite a bit. You know, I'm going to say the first thing that probably really affected and changed my life was end of middle school, beginning of high school. My parents went through a separation and a divorce. With that came a lot of unbalanced, not consistent, messed up routines. I moved a lot. I went from one high school to another. But the one constant that was always in my life was sports. And I'm go back to softball. And it was just that routine that was my safe haven. That is the one thing that's been in my life since day one and has not changed. And it hasn't ever let me down. And even later on through life, you know, in college, I had teammates. And I've lost a few teammates, which, you know, when you're with them day in and day out, it incorporates who you are and who you become. With that, you still have that love and passion because it also brings back those memories, those happy, positive memories of being with your teammates, having awesome coaches that were there for you, maybe in a tough time where, you know, when my mom was working, you know, she worked in a hospital. So when she was working full time, day in and day out, I didn't always have that parent figure there because she had to provide for us. So the sports itself, I always had that individual coach that could be there to motivate me and keep me by my side.
And now you find yourself being that for other kids.
Right, exactly.
What do you think you've learned about yourself in this journey that you've been on with sports and athletics and keeping this all in your life?
Well, I would have to say the first thing that comes to mind is schedules, learning how to follow them, get up in the morning, do what you have to do, time management, being on time for things. If you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. If you're late, don't even bother showing up, I guess. Organization, how to keep things neat and clean. Separate it if you have to, but I would have to go with one of my top things that I've learned was patience. And now that I'm older, I realize that things don't always happen right then and there for you, that it takes time. And with that, maybe you have to set smaller goals in order to reach that bigger goal. So I would have to say that is probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned about growing up and becoming a professional and doing things that I would like to do, that it's not always on your time and right then and there.
And those are excellent techniques that, I mean, anybody, that's why we put our kids in sports, you know, that's why we put them in sports, so that they can get these benefits, that work ethic, that attitude, relationships with other adults. And, you know, you end up bringing those things into your life. It's become part of your life. Do you have a book that you could recommend to listeners that would benefit them?
Yes. One of my favorite ones that I actually like is the one by Pat Summitt. It's called Sum It Up. And for me, growing up, I actually went to school down in Virginia. So I actually had the privilege to go to a couple UT games. And to see somebody very young, she was hired in at 22, and to build the empire that she built. And then now she's suffering from dementia, and you know, to still see that she is being positive and still being role model to everyone around her. This is a personal book by her, and I feel it's very motivational for other people as well that might be struck with obstacles that they're not necessarily prepared for.
That sounds super powerful. Let me ask you another question now. This part of the show is 1 minute, like lightning round responses. So
okay.
I believe that in order to get people to act on their passions and to incorporate something new and kind of take a leap of some kind, they need to do three things. Number one, they need to envision it for themselves. What can they see themselves physically doing? Number two, they need to explore it. What does it look like? And number three, how do they execute? What's the first step? So how would you say for somebody to incorporate sports into their life, what should they be able to envision or see for themselves to do that?
First, take a step back. Try to look at the bigger picture first and see what you want to accomplish in the long run with this. Because just doing something just to do it, that's really not going to have an effect for you. So take a step back and set a future goal for yourself. And then with that, you're going to then in turn set small, attainable, realistic goals for yourself, the day-to-day stuff. Like personally, I have a little app that tells me every day if I hit my 10 10,000 steps. So I know that each and every day I did 5 miles to eventually work myself up to a bigger goal.
Okay, so to explore this for themselves then.
This is stuff that you can Google. You can do local recreation leagues. I personally do it out of like Toms River, one 5 minutes away and one 20 minutes away. There is information all the time about what your community may be doing. There's adult leagues around. So it would take a little bit of research, but there are opportunities out there for you to be active. I know right now there's Tough Mudders are huge. I always see stuff like that on Facebook or, you know, ads that pop up that you can join that as well.
Excellent. So then to execute, are you suggesting they reach out to places like that? Or what would a good first baby step be?
Make the phone call. Make the phone call. Try to get on a team yourself. I know that's tough if you maybe don't have anybody to do it with you. Maybe find a friend that's interested in going along with you so you have a buddy while you do this. I know the softball league I play on, I play with at least 5 alumni that I graduated high school with. So you have a friend with you that can go through it as well. So I think that would be a good first step. Ask around, see if anybody wants to do it with you. And if not, then you just got to take that first step and join a team.
You're somebody who has a background in athletics. What if somebody who's in their 30s has really never been a part of some kind of formal team before? Would you say that there's no reason that they could still get involved, even though it's new for them?
Oh, yeah, exactly. You can. They have competitive leagues. Also have recreation leagues. Recreation leagues are a little bit more low-key, not as stressful for a lot of beginners that, like you said, maybe not have played that sport before, but would like to go out and try it. There's all kinds of avenues out there in which they can do that. So yeah, go out there and do it.
I definitely know that as an adult, I got on the swim team at the YMCA for a period of time. So that's one avenue too. People can try that out, get on the swim team. I mean, it's great exercise. And, you know, even if you're older, it's a lot less hard on your body.
Right, exactly. Actually, my speaking of that, it's kind of funny. My grandma is 80 years old and she still swims. So she definitely loves it to get out there and relax her muscles. And they have a separate lane for her where I guess it's senior citizens. So I don't want to offend anybody, maybe 65 and up, where you have your own lane to where you're not getting run over by maybe the younger, faster paced individuals.
Right. And you know what? I can hear your passion about what you're talking about right now, and it's really inspiring to me, and I'm sure inspiring to so many people to just get out there and get involved in something. What would your closing advice be?
One, be true to yourself and be your number one fan. There's so much negativity in the world and so many people out there that want to tell you no. Be your number one fan. Get up and be proud of yourself each and every day that you're here and that you can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish.
That's completely motivational. And I think listeners should get out and do it. So, Erica, we are going to make sure that we include you in the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System group. It's a private group on Facebook. So people, okay, if they want to reach out to you and ask you questions, they can. Do you have any other contact information that you would like to share?
Yeah, we can go ahead and do the Skype handle. It will be EENO414. They can contact me by email as well, which is EENO414@gmail.com.
Okay, that's excellent. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on my show. And you know what's great about this is sometimes, you know, people think that what they're doing in life isn't inspirational or motivational to a global audience. And I believe your life is, because what you're doing and how much fun you're having by getting involved in athletics and coaching and playing is truly inspirational for everybody out there. They should get out and do it.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
At this part of the show, it's the go do. We have our listeners go do something motivational and inspirational that had to do with what you were talking about today. Do you have a suggestion for listeners?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say pay it forward. do something positive for another today. A smile, a hello, a high five, whatever it may be, as small or as big as possible, because you just never know what people are going through that day, and you might really change their day around.
I like it. Listeners, that's the end of the show. Erica, thank you so much for being on today. And remember, everybody, you motivate me, and I'm Lynette Renda.